You're listening to SBS News.
Eleven-year-old Bella Barbosa sings in church in Uvalde, Texas. This, though, is no ordinary Sunday Mass. She's singing in tribute to her friend, Ellie Garcia, one of 21 people, including 19 children, killed in the massacre at Robb Elementary School in the town last week. Bella says the horror of the incident makes her not want to go to school.
It's scary. I don't want to go. But my dad and my mom say that we shouldn't be scared because we know that God is protecting us. But I would just rather be in home.
She says that's not the way it should be.
This needs to change. We need to get justice for these children. This world is not a good place for children to grow up in. Things need to change.
She's not the only one of that opinion, as the US still reels from the shock of the latest mass killing. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have visited Uvalde. In a series of private events, they've met with survivors and bereaved families, as well as first responders to the tragedy. The response to this tragedy, though, has been mainly not private, but instead searingly public. Even as the President and First Lady walked into Sacred Heart Catholic Church for Mass, protesters shouted, "Do something." Mr. Biden responded that he will. If he does, he'll find support, amongst other places, a four-hour drive east in Houston. There, the National Rifle Association, the foremost defenders of the Second Amendment to the US Constitution, which allows the bearing of arms, holds its annual convention just days after the horrors of Uvalde. Protesters gather outside the venue to lobby for less permissive gun laws. One, James Russell, has travelled from Atlanta to protest. He says the power of gun lobby groups like the NRA over politicians means he no longer trusts politicians to do anything about gun violence.
I came here today because I'm a survivor of gun violence. I lost my father when I was 15 to gun violence, and I work with gun violence survivors. But I made a special trip to come here because I can't take it anymore. And I don't trust the politicians to do anything anymore. We're very frustrated about this. We need some action now.
It's a point not lost on Martin Fierro. He thought he may never see his 9-year-old daughter, Eliana Isabella, a Robb Elementary School student, again. She survived the shooting. Many of her classmates didn't. He says it has to be made more difficult to get weapons, the likes of which the 18-year-old gunman used in the slaughter.
Who wouldn't want to see a stricter mandate or a stricter concerning the gun violence? Not allowing anybody to just go by, you know, a young kid to go by. More background checks.
But just as the pain of those who lost loved ones in the United States' latest horrifying mass shooting will seemingly never end, it's certain that the debate over how to prevent the next one is only just beginning. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.